Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. Chapter 1. John Crook, Employer of Sweeney Todd.
My name is John Crook, and I'm a cutler by profession. My job is to make, sell, and repair all kinds of cutting instruments, from kitchen knives to swords. But mostly I specialise in razors. My shop is called Pistol and Sea, and it's located in Holborn, London. One day in winter, a new apprentice came to my shop. He was called Sweeney Todd. He was a thin, sad-looking orphan boy of around 12, and he probably never had a decent meal in his whole life. My mother and father are dead, and there is no written record of me anywhere, Sweeney explained to me. I was baptized in a church, but it burned down soon after that, and all the books were burned in it. The people at the church said I should come and work for you. I agreed, because I like knives. While he was working for me, I learned a lot about the boy's unhappy childhood. His family was very poor. They all lived together in one room and had very little furniture. From a very early age, Sweeney was forced to work. He helped his family prepare silk for a clothes factory. In 1758, Sweeney and his father were at the silk workers' riots. The workers were protesting against the import of cheap cotton cloth from India, because this took away a lot of their earnings. The young boy saw many angry and violent scenes there, and they left a strong impression on him. To escape his unhappy life, Sweeney spent a lot of time at the Tower of London, not far from his home. In the past, British kings imprisoned their enemies and unwanted wives in the Tower of London. But later it became a museum and the Royal Zoo. Sweeney loved listening to the stories of the tower workers and was fascinated by the instruments of torture there. After some time, Sweeney began to have confidence in me and tell me more about his family. He had a terrible father. He either hit me or ignored me, the boy said. But his mother loved him very much. However, Sweeney did not return her affection. She kissed me and called me a pretty boy all the time, he told me. But later, I wanted to hit her. Why did she bring me into this world if she didn't have enough money to help me survive in it? It was one of the coldest winters in London, and hundreds of poor people were freezing to death in their homes and on the streets. 2 months before Sweeney's arrival in my shop, his parents went out and left him alone at home. They never returned. They probably went to look for alcohol to help them get warm, and then froze to death while they were looking for it. But Sweeney never forgave them for leaving him alone. The young orphan tried to survive on the streets of London. Soon he was taken to the local church, and they suggested that he find work. I still don't know how he survived until his arrival at my shop, because he never talked about it. Of course, he didn't become rich working for me either. Employers didn't pay their apprentices because we taught them a profession. Unfortunately, 2 years after his arrival, Sweeney was arrested for theft. He probably also stole from me while he was working for me in my shop. I didn't catch him because he was very clever. I was sure the boy was going to be hanged for his crime, like most thieves at that time. But the judge had compassion for the poor orphan. He was only 14 years old, and sent him to Newgate Prison for 5 years. Sweeney was very lucky, because in those days, children were hanged for as little as the theft of a handkerchief.